The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch, the horror movie recap podcast for those too scared to watch for themselves. I'm Emily, and I'm too scared to watch scary movies.
I'm Henley, and I'm also too scared to watch scary movies.
And Sammy's not here this week.
It's just a gaping hole in the intro. I mean,
it's a gaping hole in the intro.
I don't know how to like handle it, honestly, when one of you is gone. It's just too much for my soul to bear.
Yeah, we're having a hard time. She'll be back. She's just fine. Sometimes everybody needs a little break and we support that.
Of course we
support that. But other than the gaping hole, Hen, how are you? What's up?
What's up with me this week? Well, the only thing I wanted to talk about this week is the fact that, as we know, we are entering a colder season, and I just want to give a little product.
We're entering the coldest season.
That's
soon.
Excellent point. and I just wanted to give a little product recommendation. I have been wearing like the same leggings from Athleta. Write this down. Okay. So these leggings are, I think they're called Polar Tech something. I should probably have looked up the name of the product before giving this product recommendation, but, they're from the brand Athleta, and my mom had bought them and recommended them to me. And, so then I purchased them as well, and they are the comfiest fucking things I've ever put on my body in my entire life. They are pristine. Whoa. 10 out of 10 recommend. I now have 3 pairs. I'm thinking of buying more so I can only wear these pants every day.
Fuck yeah.
Every day of the week. So basically they are just like normal leggings, but the inside has Polar Tech on them, and it feels like you're simultaneously naked and warm at the same time. Like,
that's the dream.
It's crazy how comfortable they are.
To be naked and warm at the same time is all anyone could want.
My mind is blown, and I don't know how to wear normal pants again. Like, I don't think I can. After COVID, after being pregnant, I just think that I can't go back to anything that has like a button. I like need to just wear soft pants forever. And these are like, honestly, amazing. And I just want anyone to know out there, like, they exist, and like you can go buy them. And I honestly, like, they're so good. I'm not overhyping this. They are amazing.
I believe you.
They're amazing.
I'm going to buy some.
Okay, great.
And I'll let you know.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna buy
them. Okay, good. That's all I wanted to talk about. That's it. That's just my little product recommendation of the week.
That's great. I'm going to do a product deferral. What's the opposite of a recommendation?
Cancellation.
I'm going to do a product cancellation. I'm going to do a product cancellation. And that product is...
Oh, no.
Bud Light Seltzer Fall.
Ew. Wait, what is that?
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing more about this in a second, but I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know. If you ever were in a store and you saw Bud Light make seltzer and you were intrigued by that, first of all, tell me more about you. But then if you saw, and it's fall flavors.
Okay, what does that mean, a fall flavor? Is it like apple?
That means
pumpkin?
It means pumpkin. Okay, it means pumpkin spice.
Oh, disgusting. Get ready. Disgusting.
Okay, that makes sense, right? Pumpkin spice.
It's already gross, though.
And it means apple crisp.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay.
Still sort of makes sense. It means maple pear.
No, thank you. We're getting a little iffy. We're getting iffy.
And it means toasted marshmallow.
Toasted marshmallow.
Seltzer.
Yummy. Seltzer yummy in my tummy.
And they're not good. They're not good. Which is surprising to hear, I'm sure. They taste like drinking candles, is how I describe it. And sort of feels like it. You get a sort of oily sensation in
ew,
your mouth.
And not like a good candle either, like a Yankee candle, like the bad smelling
yes,
Yankee.
Yes, it's like a Yankee candle.
Yeah.
It's like a Yankee candle. It's like drinking a Yankee candle. And Bud Light, I'm sorry, any representatives from Bud Light listening to the pod.
So many.
I love where you're going with it. And here's the thing, it is fun. And I had fun sampling them. Trying to find ways to make them good. Again, I bet you're going to hear more about this in a second. But just, you know, they don't taste good is the thing. So we're all looking for more fall fun that, you know, I would maybe go another direction with your beverage choices. So you buy the leggings, you don't buy the seltzer. That's our recommendation for this week.
Good. That's so, thank God. I mean, toasted marshmallow, my interest is piqued, obviously.
Look, I get it. I understand why your interest is piqued. And look, I'm not even saying, I actually am not even saying you shouldn't buy them because mm-hmm. you do want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you won't like them.
Mm-hmm.
You should try them. You won't like them.
This reminds me of a skit that just came out that that new comedy group, Please May Destroy, I think that's their name. It's the three guys and they're now writing for SNL and they're making short videos for them. They just did a skit that's literally about this. And it's about I'll describe this skit to you. It won't be funny hearing it from me. You should just look it up. But
okay.
Basically, the whole joke is like Jiffy Lube is making seltzer. Like your desk is making seltzer.
Everyone's making seltzer.
And what their argument is that it's actually delicious. Surprisingly delicious.
Everyone is making seltzer for sure. And everyone is like, people go crazy for theme shit.
Yeah.
You know, like honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm surprised that one of these flavors isn't like candy corn. You know what I mean? Like, and there probably is a candy corn seltzer out
probably.
There.
Probably.
It's like the exact combination of our brains right now, which is like seltzer and something fun.
Pumpkin spice like, latte.
Fall, Christmas. Like, it's like, would we have all these seltzers were it not for a pandemic? I don't know, actually. Were we having seltzers like this before the pandemic? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. They're capitalizing off of LaCroix's massive success. And then what's the obvious one? The one that everyone makes fun of. The hard seltzer. The original hard seltzer. Oh, wow. I'm blanking on its name.
White Claw.
There you go.
There you go.
So, Emily, you kept saying that we might be hearing more about the seltzer soon.
I did keep saying that because, okay, so another thing I did this week, I'm having the most spooktacular October I've ever had in my life. I'm going hard on spooky season. And one of the things that I have done is watched this week's scary movie, which is scary, you guys. I was scared. I screamed.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you about it. There are parts that I didn't look at and had to be told immediately after, okay, what just happened? Because I was scared. And I did. I watched this movie after sipping some fall seltzers with a very special guest. Also, this is, if you're on our Patreon, this is a video episode. So you've been spending this whole time being like, I know, I see her.
She's right there. She's literally right there.
Why are you ignoring her? She's right there. We couldn't let spooky season go by without bringing back the queen of the scare, our very lovely correspondent, Betsy Sedaro. Betsy! Bets, wow, so happy to have you here. Betsy and I watched this movie last night. Joel was also there, in case you guys want the full picture. We drank nasty seltzers. Betsy, how
good.
You doing?
You that was, you nailed it with the seltzers of like, don't not buy it. go out and try it. You will be forced to buy a 12-pack, so you will then
have eight more
of these seltzers that you do not want, but they're very fun to introduce to people and friends, being like, I have this weird thing. You want to try it? And everybody's like, of course I got to try it.
You got to try it. I forgot to mention the cans are plaid.
They're great looking cans.
What a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a strong vibe.
Yeah.
It's a strong vibe. We did. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we'll do a little taste test. We'll try all four. And I was pouring in our cups. And the first flavor, I poured a decent amount. And every final flavor was like a drop. Yeah. I was like, okay, we cannot possibly drink. And then we tried mixing it with whiskey, which didn't really help. We really thought it would help.
It did not. Because there is something. Yeah, oily, just something where it's just
oily.
My body doesn't want this in me.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, you're not even describing the actual taste. You're describing the texture. And like, the whole point is the texture is supposed to be good. Like, that's why some people are into seltzer. So the fact that they didn't nail the texture is like a problem.
It's weird.
It's weird, but again, you should.
But you gotta try it.
Okay, so if you guys had to pick a favorite, who won the taste test? Was there a winner?
Oh Lord, Joel really liked maple pear.
Yeah, Joel really liked maple pear.
That's so funny.
I'm trying to think, like, if I had to drink a whole one, like if there was a gun to my head and I had to drink a whole can of it, I guess I would do either pumpkin or apple. I think that I could hit. Maybe.
Like, yeah, I think I would do pumpkin, which is surprising.
Yeah.
You think the apple, would they be able to nail at least the apple? You know, so, you would think that would be manageable.
And it does start to be like, oh, this tastes very cidery or whatever. But then that weird, I don't know how to je ne sais pas.
It's like
the mouth feel.
Yeah, that mouth feel is just like, oh.
Yeah, and so they're also sugar-free, forgot to mention. Sugar-free, but sweet. So it's also doing that very, like, aspartame-y thing in your mouth where you're like, ah, this tastes like my body is rejecting it as it's happening.
Yeah, and your teeth are just coated immediately.
Fun fact that we learned and explored while drinking these is that you get more drunk faster when you are drinking an alcoholic beverage mixed with a sugar-free beverage. So any diet sodas or something like this that's like sugar-free, because your body breaking down sugar slows down the alcohol absorption into your bloodstream. So also, I feel like we were barely drinking these things and we were like, are we drunk? Like, so also keep that in mind that these are like bad for you in every way.
Yeah, especially after we added the whiskey. I was like, I think I'm like kind of hammered. Okay.
It was very weird. It was a very weird experience.
But try it. Give it a shot, everybody.
You guys are really convincing everyone to try it. You're doing a great job.
Once again, you will end up with 12. So have a plan.
Yeah.
Have a plan for what this.
It truly is like you open it, you take a sip, you're like, ooh, I get it. I'm
no
done.
Thanks. I don't need any more.
Like, I still have four in my fridge.
And we dumped most of the four that we all three of us tried and drank. I felt like a lot.
So
those four in your fridge are going to be there. They're going to be there like next summer. And you're going to be like, ah, fuck, these are still in here. And they're fall themed, too. So it's like extra weird that they're still there.
Right. Now, I'm going to pawn them off on everybody who comes in. Be like, just try. Okay. Just have a sip. Just have a sip. And then throw it away. I don't care.
Amazing.
Yeah. So give them a shot. Yeah. They're nasty, but weird, but fun and folly, but nasty. But give them a shot.
But nasty.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what the Christmas theme ones are, because you know they're going to be some Christmas theme ones.
We were talking about that. There's going to be like eggnog.
I'm terrified. And once again, I will buy a 12 pack.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, what is Christmas tree flavor?
Christmas tree.
We'll talk to y'all in 6 weeks about, here's what we were guessing, eggnog. Christmas tree for sure, candy cane, and maybe like hot chocolate.
Like gingerbread?
Gingerbread.
There's going to be a gingerbread
one. That's absolutely happening.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. So, maybe Christmas tree is out of there, I guess.
Maybe we suck. gingerbread for Christmas tree.
Yes, people don't want to drink Christmas tree. Weird.
Or they just went balls to the walls and they did like pot roast and like
I was gonna say like Christmas ham
or like wrapping paper.
Santa's beard.
Beard was the next thing that popped into my head. Why is that?
Definitely Santa's beard.
Santa's beard.
It really tastes like Santa's beard.
It's fun. A drink. A company should just go fucking crazy with that and just because I would have to buy.
Well, we'll circle back on this in Christmas.
We'll circle back.
I bet they're making it right now. Like.
They're in the lab.
Absolutely in the lab being like, yeah, it's candy cane. Yeah, they're absolutely. Yeah.
We need to talk about this movie, but real quick, this just reminds me of how there are people whose job it is to like taste these things.
Dude.
You know what I mean? And like, how does one get that job? And like, what does that look like? And like, I'd love to try that.
What is rejected? Do you know what I mean? Like, how, like, I think these things taste bad. And so, like, I'm really wondering what the process is of being like, this is as good as it's going to get. Lock it in. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then what is rejected and how do they do it? Are they scientists?
Well, the people who are putting it together are scientists.
They do the making are scientists. But, like, who are the tasters?
I think they're just, like, normal people. Right?
They probably just do focus groups and it's probably different groups every time.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably not, like, a few
people's job.
How
fun if that was your job every day of the week. Like, just being like, oh, I have to, what are we trying today? Okay, great.
You'd probably get really ill. Like, I imagine you'd be, like, the supersize me guy, like, at the end of the doc where you're like, this destroyed my body.
Yes.
You know?
Well, yeah, they also probably don't actually, like, eat it or swallow it. You know what I mean? They're, like, sommeliers. They just, like, spit
buckets.
Pretty gross. Ew. It gets pretty gross the more you think about it. So let's stop thinking about it, actually.
And you started it.
You started it, Nasty.
Guilty as charged,
Nasty.
I know. I'm going to do some serious Googling, though, afterwards. I will need to know more.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Yeah.
Keep us posted. Yeah. Well, okay. Should we talk about this movie? All right. This week's movie, it's been requested. It's one of the first, I think the first time we had you on, Betsy, you were like, have you guys heard of this movie? And this movie is Hell House LLC.
it's a really great movie with a funny name.
It's so funny. Everything about this movie, I'll give you the stats, but this movie, I was just describing it this morning to Joel, we were talking about it, and I was like, it's like, it is as bad as a movie called Hell House LLC. It does all the things that you'd think it does. It's like a VOD movie. The acting's not great. It's some stuff is like, it looks like it, the budget's not huge. And also, it's very scary, very effective, and a fucking great idea.
Awesome.
It like does also really work.
They nailed it.
Oh, I'm so amped to hear about it. It's been requested by a bunch of people.
Nailed it. They nailed it, and it is really scary and also funny at times. It's just like, man, I had a blast, and I got scared.
It's exactly just a pure blast that is legit scary. It's so
legit
fun.
Scary. It came out in 2015, and 2016. It went to Telluride Horror Festival in 2015, then VOD in 2016.
Yeah.
It's a crisp 83 minutes.
Perfect.
So good.
Love an 83-minute movie, especially a scary movie. Like, get me in and out.
Yeah, that's great.
Every movie should be 83 minutes or less. Every single one of them. Because, like,
I can't tell you. They're all too long.
Way too long.
Also, like, there's, like, an episode of TV is almost, like, 80 minutes now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, TV is getting to be, like, now, I can sit for 80 minutes, you know?
Right.
I can do it.
I can't tell you how many times I've been trying to find a movie to watch, and it's, like, 9:30, and I'm like, well, I can't watch a 2.5-hour movie right now. Like, I couldn't possibly.
Right.
But then it's like, well, I guess I just don't watch a movie because there are none. Well, this is one.
Hell House LLC.
It is written and directed by Stephen Cognetti, starring Ryan Jennifer, Danny Bellini, Gore Abrams, Jared Hacker, Adam Schneider, and Alice Balkin.
Nice.
Yeah. It also has two sequels now. There are three Hell House movies,
yes.
right? Or what? The third is coming out? No, there's a third one.
It's out. And I think I've watched them.
I would be shocked if you hadn't, Betsy.
I definitely have seen two, but and I think I gave three a shot, too.
Okay. I'm going to look them up because now I'm curious, like, where the story goes from here. I'm going to guess it's like a prequel situation. No, maybe not. I don't know. I guess I'll find out. It has a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's really good.
6.4 on IMDb. Couldn't find a Metacritic, and I couldn't find a budget.
Neither could they.
It was
they.
VOD, so we don't have. It's found footage.
Ooh, I love it. Footage.
Presented like a documentary style.
Yep.
I was scared.
Yeah.
I was scared.
You were scared, and it wasn't scary like the Poughkeepsie Tapes, which it was too scary and haunts me every single night of my life.
It's not horrifying. It's spooky scary.
Great. It feels very much like you are walking through a haunted maze.
A haunted house.
That's why it's so smart, too, because I was...
It's such a good premise.
There are so many moments where you're like, wait, is that an evil entity or is it part of the house? And the movie does a good job of like sometimes slowing down and replaying, being like, look, isn't that weird?
Cool. I love when they do that. That weird be like, wait, was that a ghost? And then they're like,
and it takes like, freeze, a long you're like,
okay,
time.
Okay, it was. They told me that it was.
Then there's like more that they don't do that too, where you're like, wait, somebody was fucking right there. Oh, yeah. It's good. Ooh, it's creepy.
It's good. It's good. I have not watched this trailer because I wanted to have a fresh reaction. So I don't know, Hen, if you're going to hate having to see this trailer, but I'm excited to watch it.
I'm probably going
to. Do you know anything about this movie?
I'm probably going to hate watching this trailer. No, I know nothing. I know nothing about Hell House LLC.
Could you guess what it's maybe about?
It sounds like someone's trying to start a small business with a haunted house.
Yeah. It's about the horrors of starting
it's
a small business.
Yeah. You hire a company to start it for you, but they sure don't do their job.
Oh, no.
And set stuff
this
up.
This is like a Nathan for You episode or something.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Should we watch this trailer?
Let's do it.
What happened that night at the Abaddon Hotel? What is that?
It's everything.
Sarah, have you watched those?
No.
So you have no idea what's on them.
How beautiful is this?
Hell House.
There it is.
Here we go. What was that?
I don't know.
You have heard the rumors about this.
There are no rumors about this place. No rumors. We talked about this.
It's supposed to be haunted.
All right, dude. Lock me in. Cool, dude.
Godspeed.
Hey, man. How many freaks did we have? Are you sure?
Tony, let me out! Let me out, Tony!
It was when we started sleeping there that things started to change.
Mac, you hear that, right?
I'm telling you, we have to call it off right now.
We have no business being here. Alex is more confident than ever.
I think we're next.
Go back up! Hurry!
amped. I love this idea. This, like, is...
It's such a good premise. It's like...
Of course.
It's perfect.
It's a perfect premise.
I'm honestly shocked they haven't done this before.
Right.
It's so great. Right.
Oh, my God.
That was a scary trailer. I thought that... I think it was a good trailer. And that it didn't show too much, but it's also really scary. Watching this trailer, I was like, I can't believe I watched this
movie. I know. You did great.
I'm so proud of myself. Thank you.
I mean, Emily, we all know that you have just... You're brave now. You've joined the other side.
I
did, though.
There was a moment during one of the scares that we'll talk about that I thought was the scariest scare that I was... sort of looking down at my hands and just like letting the movie be in the background. And I was like, I hate being scared. Oh, no. I was like, I don't like this.
Wait a second. I hate this feeling.
But I'll keep doing it. So here we are. should we just freaking get into it?
Yeah, I need to hear everything.
Yes, let's do it.
The weather is getting warmer. It's happening. Summer is upon us. I cannot wait. I am so ready. I already have some summer trips lined up. It is time to have a wardrobe refresh. It is time to out with the old, in with the new. Get yourself ready for all that you have coming up for the warmer, wonderful months ahead. But of course, you want to do that without spending a fortune. And that is why I am so excited to have found Quince. Quince has perfect summer staple pieces that you are going to need for all your summer travel, all your lounging around backyard barbecues, picnics, you name it, they've got it. Like super comfortable, breezy linen dresses, blouses, shorts, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. And here's the absolute best part. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. That is huge. That is so important. I love to see it. I only ever want to support brands that are doing that. And it's not just clothes. Quince has, like I said, jewelry. They have shoes. They have accessories. But what I really, really love is they have travel accessories. My favorite thing is their leather travel jewelry case. Oh my gosh, it has all little compartments and little like hooks and loops for you to put in your earrings, places to put your necklaces. I am always just shoving my jewelry into like a Ziploc when I travel. It all gets tangled. It's a mess. This travel case is just absolutely perfect. And if you have summer travel coming up, just go ahead and make your life easier and get yourself one of these. Or they have packing cubes, suitcases. I mean, truly, you name it, they've got it. You have got to give it a try. Give it a look. I bet you're going to find something you love. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/too scary for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/too scary to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/too scary.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So it starts off pretty much with that, what we see in the trailer of like, oh, a hair, nasty, of like, you know, on October 8th, a weird accident thing happened at a local haunt in upstate New York, 15 people died. So you're like, what the fuck, what the fuck? And you see like just a bunch of footage, you know, a bunch of like news footage about it. And people be like, we don't know what's going on, and seeing cops come and stuff like that. And people kind of getting interviewed-ish.
Yeah, the first few interviews are so funny. It's where it really feels like a VOD movie, these actors, because it started, one of the first interviews is like, if I had to tell you exactly what I think happened at Hell House that night, I couldn't tell you. And it's like, really? We left that in?
Every answer is like, I couldn't tell you.
And I don't know.
It's like, okay, man.
I am prepared to be interviewed, and also I've got nothing.
I couldn't tell you.
It's very funny. We see the interviewer, her name is Diana, walking around the property, and the windows are boarded up in this way that is truly like one, two, three. Every single one is like just someone just like,
it looks forks. Like a like, cartoon.
It's like so funny.
It looks like a cart. It's very distracting because it looks so cartoony. Like,
there are just so many little elements like that in this movie where like, it's so good. It's so scary. And then every now and again, you're like, and someone had no time to like make this thing right, different. Right. Like they were on a tight schedule and they're like, yeah, this is fine.
I love
going.
That though. I think maybe I prefer that over the like cinematic, outrageous, like high budget horrors. Which you know what I mean?
I love found footage movies so much. Maybe because it is just kind of like, ooh, Rob, but like they have to rehearse it so much in order to get what they need. Like, it's really neat.
They have to. It's cool. I did see a trivia that I forgot to mention, which is that the camera person for the documentary is either the producer or the director doing that. And the person doing the camera for the found footage part is the producer or director. So like that's how they're getting
great.
Those
that makes
shots,
sense.
Which is
yeah,
cool.
That makes sense.
But yeah, we get all this footage. Somebody's saying like the police never released what happened. Like it's just been ruled an accident. Nobody said anything. We get like news footage of the night in question being like, we don't know what it is. And we get told that all they have is some footage a tour goer uploaded to YouTube of the night in question.
And so we
and they
see
play that.
And so it's, following this woman through and her being like, looking back at the camera, being like, ooh, what is this? Oh, my goodness. And then you start seeing, like, some shit, like another woman runs by and runs up the stairs and she looks back at the camera and she's like, is it part of it?
Yeah, it's like just a regular woman just, like, opens a door and, like, goes up a hallway and she's like,
yeah,
okay.
She's like, is this?
And they're like, oh, technical difficulties on opening night.
Yeah, and so they keep moving through and they're like, oh, whatever, this is fun. And then they get to the basement.
And they see a clown, a guy in a clown costume run by.
They see a clown sprinting by and they're like, that seems weird.
Yeah, and then they get to the basement and people are like screaming and being like, get back up. And so they're like being pushed back up. They can't go into the basement.
Yeah, and then they get like pushed out of the house and they're like, what's going on? And like the cops start showing up.
And we see like fire trucks there and that's the end of this. This is the end of the tour goers video.
Yes. Okay, so the tour goer was fine, obviously. I mean, they uploaded
their
footage.
It out, but they're like basically they were the group that like caught it starting to happen, but we don't see anything real other than like chaos from them. And these like, couple little moments that will maybe see where they're interviewing people. So this whole beginning segment is like the documentary. And so they're interviewing some experts, some journalists, this guy who we think is so funny,
he looks like that big Disney mole. Who, like, hangs out with the Great Mouse Detective?
Oh, yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
Who's like, one who's, like, the head of the mafia who, like, has a ton of swagger? No, that's different. That's the cat.
Oh,
but
also kind of like that cat.
He looks kind of like a cartoon animal.
Because he could also be a cartoon walrus. Like, he looks like just...
Big mustache. Dark in the middle, gray on the outsides, and it kind of comes up. And
like, he's like a round.
He's very funny.
A round human.
Yeah,
he's very funny. And I guess, is he just an expert on that hotel?
Yeah, he's just like a guy who, he like knows about the history of the town. So we're like using him a bit. And we're also interviewing a journalist who did some research on what happened that night. And the journalist says, like, then we got the 911 call, which didn't really like add any helpful information. So we hear someone calling 911. They're like, come to the Abaddon Hotel. And then it's like staticky and just like,
and you kind of like hear
the
a
wall,
roar, and you're like, whoa.
And so that's all we get.
That's all we get.
then we get the interview with this journalist who's like, you know, they said it was a gas leak, but he managed to get into the hotel after the fact and take some pictures. Mm-hmm. They show us the pictures and there's like blood stains on the floor. So he's like, definitely not a gas leak because there are blood stains on the floor. And he was like, I managed to talk. Oh, I'm doing this sort of out of order, but these are the details we get at the top. He's like, I did manage to talk to a police officer who was there on the scene. He gave me some information. And he told me the first victim they found had had his throat slit. And it looks like he did it himself.
Ew. Scary. That's really scary.
Too scary.
Like that. Gas I don't like leak. That one little bit.
Not a gas leak.
Not good. Not a gas leak. So like, what? Happened there.
Right.
And then I think they get Sarah. So they finally get they're like,
but the documentary crew is like, Sarah, the woman who works for Hell House LLC, has agreed to do an interview with us. Holy shit.
The sole survivor of the original.
Yeah, like hasn't talked to the cops, you know, hasn't really, and she's here.
No one's heard from her in 5 years. It's been 5 years since this has happened.
And she shows up looking spooky.
And sad and creeped out and just sort of like,
yeah, just out of it. Very out of
it. It's like, hi, yeah.
And she's the interview. She's the interview in the trailer when she's,
yes. And so they start, like, talking. They're like, so, like, like, what happened that night? And she's like, hey, Hell House, Hell House. And then she drops a pile of those tapes. And she's like, here you, this is everything you need to know.
Yeah, and the woman's like, if you had all this, like, why didn't you ever tell the police? Why didn't you share? And she goes, nobody should see what's, nobody should have known what's, if they knew, it would be too bad.
It was exactly that. It was exactly that delivery.
That's the line. It would be too bad.
It would be too bad.
It would be too bad.
It would really be too bad. And so,
but you guys can watch it.
Yeah, you guys should watch it.
You guys should see it, but nobody else should ever see this. And so then we basically, the next like bulk of the movie is we're watching these tapes. And we do intercut a bit interviews with her, interviews with those other people again. But for the most part now we're like, okay, we're watching their tapes of the creation.
Right. And so you see them in the car driving up to Hell House. And
so I'll say who the characters are just so we get that. So our main crew here is there's five people. We've got Alex, who's like the CEO, I guess, founder, director of this like haunted house experience. It's this company called Hell House LLC. And they've done we learned that they've done other haunted. They do this every year. They like build a haunted house.
It's
a haunted
pretty
house
popular.
Experience. So, like, this is not their first time. They usually do it in New York City, which is where they're from.
New York.
This is their first time doing, they like get a new property outside of the city in this town called Abaddon. But so it's, so they've done this before, which I feel like is helpful in the understanding of like why the fuck they're doing
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Yes.
But so it's Alex, who's like the director and main guy. Sarah is his girlfriend. I don't know if she actually has a job there other
either,
than like
she
being his girlfriend.
Like, act
this movie
it.
Does not treat women well. Let's just come out and say that also.
Yeah, it really does not give women a shot.
But so she's the girlfriend. Then there's Mac, who is like Alex's childhood best friend, I think, and his like basically like partner. They're like the two main guys. Tony is their tech guy.
Okay.
And then Paul, who's like recording all of it.
And I had the same with Paul of where it's like, I don't really know what Paul does.
I guess they all sort of do it all together. Yeah. Some of them have more specialties. Paul records it all for, I don't know, the learning process as they like make their new houses. But also these are all like, they're all very close friends. Yeah. They've been doing this year after year. They're very loyal to each other. They're very bonded. This also feels important.
Mm-hmm.
That like why they're sticking together.
Mm-hmm.
Because like nobody should ever do this. And also Alex, the like main guy, is a fucking asshole. And I would never want to spend any time. I mean, they all kind of suck, but like they keep doing this for Alex. And it's like, Alex fucking sucks.
Yeah, he's pretty despicable. Like
He sucks, dude. Anyway, but he's a genius.
Maybe that makes it a little bit more fun to watch, actually, if like bad shit's going to happen if you don't actually care about Alex.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, bad shit's going to happen. But so we see them driving in the car to this Abaddon Hotel, which and we see Alex and Mac fight.
Yeah.
At some point outside of the car, and the rest of them are in the car like, oh, there they are fighting
again,
you know.
And we don't really know what it's about.
No, they're having some issues. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Alex bought this property for them to do the haunted house as this abandoned hotel in a town called Abaddon outside of New York City, upstate New York. The rest of them have not seen this place. They've never been here. This was all Alex. So they're taking it in a new direction. They're like, it's much scarier than being like in Queens. And it's only 40 minutes outside of the city. Like people will come because we're so successful. Yeah. So we get a tour of this hotel as they arrive.
Yes, and it's nasty. And they comment on that of like, I thought like when you said abandoned, like I thought it would be more like kind of foreclosed recently, you know, but it's like, oh, like everything's still there and covered.
Yeah, like it looks like it was like quickly abandoned, but like,
you know, like
it looks like a haunted house already. Yeah. Like it's like cobwebby and broken bottles.
They wouldn't have to do anything if they didn't want to. And you could let people
watch. But they do. And what they do is confusing to me. Honestly.
Yeah, there's definitely no story in their hell, like their haunted house. There's absolutely no story.
It's like a Halloween store. That they put in this house.
It truly is. Just like some body parts hanging out.
A Halloween section of Target in an already scary location.
They like kind of make it almost less scary in a way by doing that.
Right.
Some of their stuff is very scary that they add in. But then there's also like pipe cleaner spiders, which I'm like, that doesn't look like a real spider. And also, why is it there?
Right, right.
I love
it. But I love it. I support it. I want to go through this house.
It's Alex's vision, okay?
Yeah, he's a brilliant genius vision, man.
He's got a
genius,
vision.
And we also like his
personality. We love his personality. We're very happy for Sarah being with him.
Oh, no. So they go through the house. They like take a tour. We see it's very creepy. Yeah. Everything is creepy.
We are introduced to a piano.
There's an old, nasty piano.
We hate a piano.
Old, gross piano. We hate a piano.
We hate a piano.
Because you know that piano is going to be making some noise at some point.
No one's sitting on it. Yep.
It's fucking gross. I will never have a piano in my house.
No.
First of all, I don't play. I don't ever want to play. Second of all, ghosts want to ding those keys. They want to tickle those ivories.
Scariest?
No way. No way, no how.
But nothing compares to the basement. And yes, there is a basement.
There's a basement.
And wait, maybe you should say there's also an attic. Two scary rooms. They go up into the attic. They're sort of split up. Two of them end up in the attic, and they've got walkie-talkies to, like, communicate with each other. They get up in the attic. There's, like, a metal chain just, like, hanging from the center of the ceiling.
No.
And they start hearing static on their walkie-talkie.
Not good. And, like, kind of weird things being like, what was that? What was that? Whatever. And so, like, these shitty walkie-talkies. Get out of there.
Yeah. Get out of there. But then it works and they come through and they're like, hey guys, come down to the basement. And they're like, oh that's, good scare. You got us. They wasn't, I think just something else happened here.
Yeah, yeah,
but then
yeah,
they go down to the basement and you want to describe this basement?
It is, it's horrific looking. You know, it's unfinished.
Yeah, it's just like
dirt
and brick
floor,
walls.
Old ass foundation that looks like, just a castle or something.
Beams.
Bibles, a bunch of Bibles on the ground.
Okay,
in a circle.
Oh yeah, in a circle. I forgot. Yeah, in a circle. There's like fucking pentagrams.
Pentagram on the wall and an upside down cross.
Upside down, like, and they're all like, "This is perfect.
We don't have to do anything."
Right.
Oh, a bunch of idiots.
And Sarah's the only one who's like, "Wait,
like, why is this here?
This is not." Good. Why are there Bibles here? And one of the guys is like, it's a hotel. There's always Bibles in a hotel. And it's like, not in a circle on the ground in the basement.
Not in the basement. Clearly doing something weird. They got to be in that top drawer.
Did anyone ask any questions about what happened in this hotel? Does anyone Google
Not
this
enough,
hotel?
No.
And we'll see later, somebody starts to talk about it. And Alex, our man, our genius Alex, is like,
who cares? No, this don't listen. Like, Alex knows that this place is fucked.
Yeah.
But nobody else really knows. But they were like, all right, let's put in some electricity. And then we're also getting time markers that we have like 50 days until opening night. It's like end of August. And they're like, okay, great. Let's put up some electricity and then let's start living
here.
Let's live here.
No.
Which they do start to do.
No.
And Sarah said in the interview, like, when we started staying the night, that's when things started happening. And it's like,
No shit.
Stay literally anywhere else. Are you fucking kidding me?
Make the commute back to New York City where you live.
It's 40 minutes.
That's it's like us
40
trying
minutes
to just
to not stay
go to
here.
Fucking WeHo. Come on.
Easy.
Yeah, it's easy. I do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. But they start to say that they put up cameras, like surveillance in every room, just so they can like get eyes on the haunted house as it happens. I mean, they've done this before. They know the drill. This is like pretty routine. It's just we're doing it in this new space. We do find out that Alex comes in and looks at all the monitors. He's like, oh, I said, you know, we're not supposed to have any blind spots. Uh-huh. And Tony.
Yeah. Maybe. I hate Tony.
Our tech guy is like, oh, yeah, the walls are too thick in the basement to get cameras in there. So we just have the one blind spot. And they're like, we're going to have a half-naked girl in there.
Cool. Yeah.
And they're like, that's okay. We'll put, like, one of our, like, scare guys down there. We'll be, like, a big, bulk, like, strong guy who can, you know,
protect the
security for our half-naked girl. So we don't need cameras.
And at
that's
one
fine.
Point, the dude, I think it's Tony, the tech guy, is like, people will get all rapey with her.
Oh, yeah. They definitely say the word rapey. We should also point out that Paul, who's our camera guy, is fucking disgusting and extremely creepy and is always talking about fucking laying puss and that, oh, too bad Sarah's the only girl here and Alex doesn't like to share.
Yeah, and a lot of, zoom-ins on Sarah. So you're like, what's going on?
At one point, he's like going through the house and she's in bed with her boyfriend, like just laying in bed in her underwear. And he's like zooming in on her ass. And it's like, he is awful.
Yeah.
And we paid him.
He's great.
And he keeps talking about like, can we make our actress in the basement? Could she be topless?
Yeah, she should be topless.
She should probably be topless.
Cool. Awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
love
he's
that.
Really
love
cool.
That.
But here's the thing is that when we meet this actress, she is like charmed by him.
She thinks he's
and
so
it is just like, no fucking way, this creeper. No way, man.
He's horrifying. He's every woman's like worst nightmare. Is it just a man you have to like work with who is disgusting?
Yeah, like a
all
confident
the time.
Man
and
with
you're
a
like,
video
please,
camera.
Please make it easy at
worse.
Least for
There's
me to
nothing
like.
Nothing worse.
Like, let me just pretend you're not a creep. You're not even giving me the opportunity to pretend I don't notice this. Like, don't you fucking hate that when you're like, if you could just at least give me plausible deniability that you make me so uncomfortable just so I can like get through the fucking day. But no, you're so heavy handed but she loves it. As you know, women do. But we hire our actors, our first actors, and it's Joey, who's going to be our muscle.
He's the muscle. We'll be in the basement so people don't get rapey with the girl.
So nobody gets rapey with Melissa, our actress.
Thank God.
And Melissa, we got Alex and Paul filming. She's like, oh, so you guys know the story of this hotel.
Right.
And this is when Alex is like, no, don't worry about it. And she starts telling us the history of the Abaddon Hotel. And we're getting an interview that one of the mole guy is like, I don't think any of them
Yeah, he's pounding a bunch of lettuce
hotel.
And saying, I don't think. And she's giving very vague, like, oh, you like it's haunted. So still very vague of like, well, I'm no historian, so I don't know. And then, we start to learn more of like the dude who owned it. What's his name? Like Trumbly or something. It's a funny.
Harry
Toomley or
something. Something like that.
It's like, oh, he was in a cult. People's rumor has it he was in a cult. He like killed himself in the house.
Yeah, like people started going missing when they would stay at the hotel. And then he was able to provide documents showing they checked out. But probably didn't. And that then, but business started to fail because of people started disappearing at this hotel. And so then he hung himself in the hotel. And they show a fucking picture of this dude hanging in the dining room, which is awful.
Yeah, we don't need to see that. We don't need to see that.
But so that's the history of this hotel. And we are getting the feeling that Alex knew this.
He got a deal. He got a deal on this hotel. Yeah,
he got a deal.
For this reason.
And we also learn, I don't know if it's now, but in one of these interviews that they're like, Joey, this clown guy, 9 days after this tragedy took place, he survived the tragedy, but 9 days later he hung himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we like kind of slowly learn what happened to each person who was working there on the, like, through these little, through Mr. Moleman and camera guy.
Mr. Moleman! And so pretty much now is about when we start seeing some haunted shit happen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like kind of a slow burn, but in a great way where you're, like, learning the layout of the nasty house.
Yeah, we're like seeing them set up the stuff and we're seeing what their little props are. And again, like what we mentioned at the beginning, every now and again, because it's found footage, we're just filming as you go through, you'll see something in the corner where you're like, did I just see, is that a ghost or is that a prop thing? Or like, is it a hand? Is it a, like, and they it's just sort of, we're just getting like creepier and creepier feelings, but nothing has really happened yet.
Right. Ooh.
I'm ready.
I think the first thing that happens is Paul, our camera guy, is doing like little video blogs at night in his room, which also he sleeps with the door ajar. And in the hallway, the light is red. Scary.
They're asking to be haunted.
They're asking to be haunted.
In the hallway and do not sleep with your damn door open.
You cannot do that. But so he's doing his little video blog. And so he's talking to camera. He's like, okay, things are like going pretty well. It's a pretty weird house. And we see, as he's talking, he doesn't see because it's behind him, in the doorway, a like creepy figure with like nasty hair, like walks in slowly, but they're like totally in shadow. And he notices and turns around and goes, Sarah? Person doesn't say anything, starts walking out, and he's like, Sarah?
Yeah, are you sleepwalking?
Figure leaves, and he turns to Cameron, he's like, that was weird. And it's like, that wasn't fucking Sarah. Yeah,
come on,
fucking
idiot. Man.
Get the fuck out.
So that's our first, like, okay, a ghost has, like, made themselves known. And then we see them setting up their haunted house. And one of their things that they have are these nasty clown mannequins.
Huge. Like, or like, dude, big man size.
Big man size with like plasticky mask faces that are like bloody and like they're really scary.
Super
they're like
scary.
Really nasty. Really nasty. This fucking clown is like the scariest guy, I think.
This clown is so gross.
But they're like, they don't move. We can't make them like animatronics, so we're just gonna have to sit them here and we'll put our like real clown in the middle. But they like knock the doll's like head and they're like, yeah, it doesn't move.
And they put them in the basement. They're like, we'll put them, in the basement staring at the girl who will be hanging there naked.
Not naked, but kind of naked.
Her job is to just hang there. Is that what her
be
role?
Chained up in the basement?
She's chained up
with some nasty clowns. It's again like, what is the theme?
Yeah,
what's the theme of this haunted house? I don't know.
No story.
What's our story? We don't really have one. And we also see they put a dummy at the piano. The old spooky dummy at the piano. His name is Hector. And Paul, like, sits down next to him and is like, haha, come on, Hector, let's play a song. And teaches him, like, a little, like, ding, doon, doon, ding. And is, like, playing it over and over again. And it's like, ha-ha-ha, me and Hector at
getting
the piano.
Getting that tune into our heads.
Getting that tune into our heads.
Oh, no.
So we're just getting, like, the vibe of the house and what the whole deal looks like. And then I think we get our first, like, pretty big scare.
Yes. Is it with Paul and the clown? Okay. So Paul's like kind of tooling around filming stuff in the house and like, I think walks past.
He's looking for Tony. They're like, where'd Tony go? And so he's going through the house looking for Tony, but like filming as he goes.
And so he's like cruising through being like, Tony. And then is approaching the basement area, and at the top, the nasty clown is standing there, and he's like, oh, shit,
The mannequin that's supposed to be in the basement is at the top of the basement stairs, looking down the like facing the basement stairs, standing there. And so he's like, oh,
and so he's like, oh, shit. And then is like, haha, Tony. And like,
yeah, Tony, I see that you're in there.
Moves the camera down so that you're looking down into the basement, and then pulls the camera back up to the clown, and the clown is staring at him.
Oh! Just turn his head. It's a huge scare. And he's like, oh, fuck. Scary. God damn it, Tony. That, like, you can't fuck with me. And so then he goes back down the hallway, and he's like, I found Tony. Goes into the room with the rest of them.
Tony's
in that room.
And so he starts freaking out. He's like, no fucking way, no fucking way. Runs back. Clown is gone.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Well, he has video proof. I mean.
Yeah,
he does.
He plays that video for them. He's like, what the fuck just happened? And shows the video to everybody. And they're not buying it. They're like, oh, Paul, how'd you do that? Like, good, scary movie. Like, you really got us. Sarah is the only one who seems freaked out. She's like, wait, how the fuck did that happen? And they're like, oh, Paul, what'd you do? Did you, like, put the camera on? Like, good editing or whatever. And he's like, no, this fucking, I have proof that something fucked up is happening.
Right.
And they still don't believe
them. Whatever, whatever.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Imagine having a bunch of friends not believing you.
And you have video evidence, too. I mean, there's nothing you can possibly do at this point. Well, pretty cool. It seems like Paul sucks, so maybe he hasn't earned the trust.
He definitely does suck. They kind of all suck.
And we kind of learn that, like, you learn more and more of that, of like, oh, yeah, Paul is pretty unreliable, you know, like.
Yeah, he's, like, fucked with them in the past. Like,
so
we have
that reason.
We have reason to maybe not trust Paul.
Right.
Classic boy who cried wolf situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I think the next thing that really happens is that when they test the strobe lights.
Oh, shit!
Oh, I hate strobe lights. Yes. I hate strobe lights.
I think that's the next thing that happens.
Yes, so they send Paul in to, and we saw a little bit of this in the trailer. They send Paul in to, test this hallway with strobe lights and just make sure. And, of course, Paul is filming. And, the strobe is very slow. It's not a crazy, it's like a very like click.
Yeah, it's like
click, like light, dark, which is very creepy.
Mm-hmm. It's very creepy.
And so he's filming this and it's like, okay, you see a couple of mannequins or whatever. And you're like, okay. On and off. See the same thing. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, I think I just saw another like skeleton mannequin thing. What? And you're like, okay, whatever. And even Paul's like, wait, how many dudes do we have here? And they're like, three. And he's like, I'm counting more than that. And then like there's like more like shrouded people, like hooded.
They're all like cloaked. They're like skeleton-y and cloaked.
Yes. More and more, and like getting closer and closer every strobe.
Flash.
Yes. It's really a great device. It's really done well. And of course, Paul fucking freaks out.
And
he's like, get me out. And he's like, and the door went open. He's like, let me, Tony, fucking let me out.
Yeah.
Wait, is he in the basement? Or he's in a hallway?
No.
He's in like a
just
hallway.
Some hallway in there.
One of the like walkways through the house. But he's officially very fucking freaked out. I think Sarah is also really freaked out now.
Mm-hmm.
They're all getting a little bit like, because they're like, okay, that's like not what's supposed to be happening. But
well, yeah, what do they think is happening? They think Paul's still fucking with them, I guess?
I don't know, this is one of the moments where I'm like, the show must go on.
It really
situation.
Is that I'm just like, nope, whatever, hey, four more days until we open, this is gonna make us money, or whatever, you know, that kind of,
that's
the stakes, I guess.
Yeah, and everything, I guess, all these scares have been like, are we seeing, I think at this point it's pretty obvious, like, well, you didn't put those people there and then you saw them. So like, that's not good, but it's still sort of vague enough that they're like, it's probably fine. I don't know. We're peace, whatever. Scary haunted house. Then I think pretty quickly we get the first like group shared scary experience.
Wait, Emily, also, it's really important that you tell us at what point in the movie you looked down at your hands and you said, I don't like this feeling.
I will tell you, we haven't gotten
okay,
there yet.
We haven't gotten there yet.
So far, I could handle. I didn't like the clown, but I forced myself to watch when he turned his eye. I watched that part. I watched the strobey part. That was fine. I have an easier time when I like know it's happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I thought the biggest scare was that I definitely didn't look at.
Yes.
So now we get this. They wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They all heard a scream, which we don't hear, but we see them being up, like, they have the camera, and they're like, did you guys hear that? Like, Matt and Paul go to try to investigate the scream that they heard. I think we do see the clown somewhere it shouldn't be.
I think so, right?
Yeah, this is that. This is
okay,
that.
Okay, so this clown keeps fucking popping up, and they're like, what the?
This clown is fucking scary as hell, and we see him in places he shouldn't be, all the time.
No,
like, this clown is, like, all over the place, this fucking clown. But they're, like, walking through the house, and they're like, what's going... They realize Sarah's out of bed. They don't know where Sarah is. So they're looking for Sarah. They find her standing up against a wall, like up against a painting, sort of like mumbling to herself. And they come up to her and they're like, Sarah, and they like go to grab her. And then she like sort of wakes up and like freaks out and is like sort of screaming. And Mac is like hugging her like, it's okay, Sarah, you're okay.
You're fine.
You're fine. Like, come on, come with us. And then as they go to like leave that room, they look and the clown is in that room with them. It's not supposed to be. They're all screaming. They like head through the house to try to get back to their bedrooms. They walk past the dining room and the candles are lit in the dining room.
So they're screaming. Yeah.
They're like so freaked out. They manage to like run and get back to bed. And that's like all that that is. But then the next day they're like really fucking freaked out. And they're like, all talking to Alex, and they're like, something is up here.
We have to get out of here. We gotta call it.
Like,
yeah, no.
Like, they're like, something is fucked up here. We should not be here. And Alex is like, we open in 3 days. Like, this is gonna be a huge hit.
Alex,
come on.
You can go
like,
fuck yourself.
Alex, fuck off, man.
Fuck off.
And so they decide to stay.
Yeah, so they're just kind of like, okay. And I think is that there is a moment now of like, they're kind of fucking around outside.
Yes.
And like, Paul pans over and you see like, Sarah staring at like, a statue of Mary.
The Virgin Mary or something, yes. So then I guess they decide they're going to stick to it. So they like make a commercial. They're like, let's make a commercial. Yes. And then they're like filming with these dummies. And Paul looks over and Sarah has like gone to this garden and she's standing in front of a Virgin Mary just staring at it. And they're like, Sarah? And she's like,
ha-ha. Hi, awesome.
And like comes back over and they like don't address it. But that's not okay.
Like,
Sarah's getting
weird. I'd be like, Sarah, we can't be friends anymore.
Yeah, Sarah's haunted for sure.
I would also be like, Alex, you brought your girlfriend here to have no job, to be sexually harassed by your friend. Now she's clearly fucking haunted. Like,
poor Sarah.
We gotta deal with this. Poor Sarah.
Poor Sarah.
So then we get another video blog, nighttime video blog from Paul.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
And this was the biggest scare of the movie for me. This is really hard to look at.
So, like,
I looked at my hand.
He's very much just, like, exhausted and just, like, 3 more days, okay?
Yeah, and he's saying, like, something doesn't want us here.
Yeah.
He's, like, fully believes
Everybody
it.
Everybody's
like,
really
we should not
stressed.
Be here. This is not, but, like, we gotta keep doing it.
Door open. A door wide open and red light and he like kind of puts his face like pretty much taking over the whole shot, like the whole
camera. You can't see what's behind
like
him.
He like leans forward into so you can't see what's behind him.
Yeah. And then he comes back and in the shadows you see like something sitting
there
against
is a
the wall.
Yeah, a human figure sitting. Like legs out straight, like in a nasty nightgown,
Nasty nightgown for sure.
Oh, shit.
Just sitting there.
And staring.
Staring. And like, he's like talking to, and then is like, oh shit. And like, grabs the camera, and then you like see her, like this evil lady entity's eyes are like kind of glowing.
Milky white glowy. And she's, so he notices her, freaks out. Fuck out and throws himself and the camera under his sheets.
Yes.
And oh, it's just classic like, move. Oh, classic
God.
Move.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Raises him a little bit. She's a little closer and like staring. Puts it back down. And you're like, oh my God. And he's breathing all heavy. You're like, oh yeah, yeah.
And at this point, I made myself watch the first time he lifted up the covers. And then after he puts them back down, I looked down for the rest of this scene. Because so I was like, I know where this is going. And I don't fucking see that lady.
You wait. And then up again. Boom. She's right there in her face looking nasty as hell. Very good scare.
He starts screaming, covers up the camera. So it's like black, yes. Right? It's like, and so again, I'm not really watching, but everybody else runs in, right? Because they hear.
Actually, that's kind of the end.
He just is screaming, covers up the camera.
Tony, we see Tony picking up the camera in Paul's room like that next day, being like, where the fuck did Paul go?
Paul's room is empty. Paul's not there.
And he's like, where did Paul go? And that's when we kind of start hearing of like, oh, Paul has bailed on them before. So they're kind of like not too worried because he's done this shit before.
They're like pissed off. Yeah. They're like, God damn it, Paul. We open in 2 days. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And so they're kind of like, whatever. That's so weird. Whatever. Okay, Paul.
And someone says like, have you tried calling him? Like, someone should just try calling
him.
Right. So Alex is like, fine, I'll call him. He goes to call him on his cell phone. It rings. It picks up, silence, and then it goes like, and like static and crazy scream. And he drops the phone and his phone breaks. And they're like, and Alex is like, whatever. But like, no, that was
Alex,
fucked
up. Alex, you pissed
up.
Your pants. What happened? Nothing. It's so cool. Nothing. I'm just so cool. I pissed my pants. Come on.
But then they're like still kind of looking for Paul.
Yeah.
And we start to hear then on from the piano below.
Yeah.
Is that what Paul was playing?
The thing Paul was playing.
So they're
playing.
Like, Paul is fucking with us. Oh, it's Paul. Let's go. Oh, we forgot to mention the clown on the stairs.
Shit.
I think that did happen before.
Okay.
That was in the big nighttime scare.
I think so with Sarah talking at the wall. Yes. Okay.
There was at one point the clown was just standing in the stairwell and I'm fucking Mac just like walks right up to it. It's like fucking kick that thing down.
Yeah. Yes. I would.
Clown is really scary.
This is too cavalier with these haunting. They're like, they know they're being haunted, but they're like, it can only go this far, right? Like they're not going to like kill us.
It's 100% they're being haunted.
Right.
But so the song is playing on the piano.
Because it's nighttime again, right? Like they were,
it's nighttime
they were
again.
Like Mac and Tony were woken up to hearing the piano.
And so they're like, oh, Paul's still here. He's fucking with us. He's trying to scare
us. Let's go get him. And so like they're kind of cruising. Mac's going fast. And Tony's like, slow down, man. And then we keep hearing the piano playing and it's getting closer and closer. And they are approaching the piano room where Hector is and Paul. And then, so it plays one more time, like, do, 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 do. And then a funny little, like, blip, and they're like, Paul! And nobody's there.
Oh. Just Hector, man. Just Hector sitting on those keys.
And so Mac's, like, looking for Paul behind, like, a cat, anywhere. Just being like, Paul, is it you? And, like, Tony follows him. And then you hear a little, like, on the piano. And they turn back and they're like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is happening? And then
Paul's gone. Paul's dead.
Well, they go into the basement and I think Alex comes down at this point because they're like making a big fuss.
Right.
They go into the basement because they're like, Paul, where the fuck are you, Paul? And I love this, like, is really freaky. They're like, because they're filming it and you see Paul is sitting in the darkness in the corner in the basement like that lady was, legs out straight, just like catatonic.
That's scary.
But they don't really catch it. They're like, where is he?
That's
then,
scary.
Tony sees the clowns sitting there.
And the clowns are all like looking straight ahead, you know. And so Tony sees them. He's like, oh my God. And then is following Mac, who's looking around, and then like turns back. And all the clowns' heads are now turned looking at Tony.
Oh, shit.
And it's nasty. And he freaks out. And shoves Mac into a, like, walk-in freezer that's down there or something, right? A walk-in fridge or something. And they're, like, in there freaking out. I can't remember what they said. Like, they're in there for a while.
So they didn't. So did they notice that Paul was down there? Or did okay, so we've seen it in the camera, but they haven't noticed.
I think we've caught a glimpse, because I remember being like,
wait, what the fuck was that? And you're like, okay, what? Oh, shit, the clowns. And so they're in this freezer. What do they do? Because they're in there for a while. I just also rewind. I can't remember.
I don't. I mean, I think basically they're just hanging out.
They make
they're
out
they're
a little
no, they're
bit.
They're freaking
they're
out.
Recapping. They're having a little, 20 minutes in heaven with them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're freaking out. I think Alex comes down. This is probably not the exact same events, but Alex comes down. They're freaking out. They do find Paul.
Yes.
And like pick him up. He's not talking. He's not reacting. They're like, Paul, come on. Stop fucking with us. And Tony is the one who's like Alex is down there like, see, it's just Paul. He's just freaked. And Tony's like, no, fuck this shit. Those clowns turn their heads. Something is up with Paul. I am out. I fucking quit. I quit. There is, I know those dummies can't move. He like goes over and touches their heads. Like they can't move, but their heads were turned. I fucking saw it. This shit is fucked up. I'm done. And Alex is like, oh, you're quitting. Like they have like a fight. He's like, okay, fine. Fucking yeah. Go quit. Walk away. That's fine. Mac follows him out and is like, Tony, wait, don't quit. Like you don't have all the information. You, like stay,
what
please. Just talk to me, Tony.
Information.
So then we cut to Tony and Mac talking
in
a field of wheat in like this tall grass just sitting, and they I guess have the camera there with them. I don't know why, but they're like,
it's a weird shot.
It's a very weird choice where they've clearly just had a conversation, and Tony's like, does Sarah know? Does anyone know? And Mac's like, no. But you know, they see now why you gotta stay. And Tony's like, yeah, I gotta stay. I can't leave. And we looked this up after, cause I was like, did I fucking miss something? The secret, I looked it up, is the thing that you would expect, which is that they're out of money. They're fucking bankrupt.
Yeah, yeah.
That was what the fight was about at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's like, Alex didn't tell any of them that they're completely out of money. And so I guess Tony's like, I have to stay because otherwise I have no money and I got to make my money off of this, or like we're all fucked.
Right.
Sure. Not a big enough reason.
No.
I don't
think. No. I would be like, okay, I'm out of here and I'm doing a different job. Like, Tony, if you know how to put electricity in.
Yeah, like dying
a
horrible
death.
Yeah,
like, Tony, you've got skills, man.
You
can go somewhere else. But so they decide to stay. And then it is opening night.
And we see, like, Alex and Tony at the, like, what would the headquarters or, like, the, what's that word?
Like the base camp?
Base camp.
Yeah, they're video village.
Essentially. So they have like cameras on every room except a basement. Not in the basement. And so they're like kind of getting ready, like, okay, it's opening night. Mac has on like a GoPro on his head. Which I wonder why they didn't use that a little bit more, you know?
I know. We see there's a huge line outside. So like people, it's
popular.
It is a hit. You know, people are there. They're going to make their money back. They're all excited.
Yes, they're so pumped.
We're 10 minutes to open. One of them, I think it's Mac, goes down to the basement where they tie up Melissa and is like, okay, this is the only time they use the fucking GoPro is this shot where he's like, okay, are you ready? Sorry, got to do this. And she's standing there tied up with this dress and he grabs scissors
and
cuts her dress open down the middle.
It's like,
and the shot is like just down this actual actress's body as her dress is being cut off of her. And it's like,
did she read it? Did she know this was going to happen?
I, Well, she's giggling the whole time. Like, this is so exciting. She's down. This is so exciting.
No, but then I think she does say, she's like, no one's going to touch me, right? It's like, Jesus.
Exactly.
Fucking
Christ. And so, and they also established that Joey is going to be that middle clown, and he's there to protect her and stuff. He also is the only one who has a key to her shackles, where it's like, guys, this is a haunted house. She should be able to just be like, clink. Like, she doesn't.
Yeah, it should be protected.
She does not need to be locked into anything.
No. Especially when she doesn't have the key.
Lock a woman in naked anywhere.
Right. Right.
No, thanks.
Anywhere.
No,
ever.
Thanks.
Right.
Yikes. So the stage is set. The conditions are perfect.
Yeah, stage is set. Here we go. They leave her. They also are like, we hear right after he like leaves her in the basement, they're like, okay, 10 minutes till opening, where it's like, you could have hung her up as they are opening the doors. Like the first group, that's insane to be like, okay, hang here for 10 extra minutes. Come on.
It's so horrible.
Awful.
Anyway,
we're looking, and then so from Video Village, we're looking, and they're looking at Mac, and they're trying to talk on the walkies. Mac is trying to talk to them, and they're like, Mac, press down the button. You got to press down the button when you talk to us. And they see him, like, doing it and speaking, and they can't hear him. They're like, these fucking walkies don't work.
These walkies, man. And it's like, no, this place is haunted. Come on.
But so then what's cool now is we start to see opening night, and we're seeing it intercut. The YouTube footage we saw at the beginning with their footage of what's happening.
Yes.
So it's all sort of coming together.
Yes.
And it happens it happens very fast. Like a tour doesn't go right. It kind of immediately.
Oh, it's like the very first group. It starts.
Yeah.
Happening.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we see we're seeing the woman from before the YouTube video, like walking in and being like, ooh, scary, scary. And then we see, oh my god, I fucking love this too. They're like walking, we're seeing our footage walking through, and Paul is just sitting in a room that he's not supposed, like, not a part of the experience. It's like the dining room where there are all these
like
dummies,
very
but
goofy,
he's also just
gummies,
sitting there like
gummies,
and they haven't figured out what Paul's deal is. They're just like, well, Paul, we'll just let him
when they're
speak
like
catatonic
setting up
in the
Video
corner.
Village, I think Alex is like, how's Paul doing? And Tony's like, still sleeping. And Alex is like, oh, that's so creepy. Anyway, like, that's it.
Oh, yeah, they do go and show him at one point. He's sleeping, like, face down, just like a corpse. Like, a way that, like, nobody sleeps. Like, it's very weird.
Get him out of here, man. Get him away.
They've also said at one point, Paul hasn't said a word since they
met. Yeah, this dude needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah, this
like,
dude
he's
needs
not
to get
okay.
out of here.
But then we do see, Paul is just like sitting in the midst of the haunted house.
Okay.
And so then Sarah, I think, goes up to Mac and is like, Paul's like in that, what the fuck is Paul doing? He's like in that house, like in the experience. And Mac's like, fucking go tell Alex or go get him or
like,
something.
Go upstairs and tell Alex. And so we see her run and sprint up the stairs, and then YouTube girl being like, is this real? So it's a fun, like, oh, we're seeing what's going on. And then pretty quick, like, Mac is hearing stuff. He's, like, hiding he's, like, kind
he's
of.
He's, like, in a closet, just sort of keeping eyes on, like, the actual experience in, like, the kitchen or something.
He keeps trying to get in touch with Alex, being, like, something is up. Something is wrong in the basement.
Because then I think that they see Joey on the monitors.
Right.
Because they don't have eyes on the basement.
Right.
The cameras don't work there, but what they do have eyes on is they see Joey run out of the house.
Run
and they're
out.
Like, what the fuck? Like, Joey. And so then they're like, Mac, go see what happened. So now we get his GoPro.
Yes.
He tries to go down to the basement to see what's going on.
And instead, people are cut. Like, he doesn't actually get into the basement yet, right?
No, but somehow we do get footage from the basement.
So they, in this bag, I think, of footage, they find an early tours store people's footage. So like of
someone before our original woman had actually gotten another video. Yes.
Right. And so they're like, we're seeing what's going on in the basement. And so they cut to that and they see, we see our actress shackled up being like, help me. This isn't part of it. And we see this like creepy, very kind of Nosferatu looking dude. Yeah. In a big old cloak,
spooky, like sallow cheeks, yeah, like sort of like
skeleton-y, standing in the room, and she's freaking out. And then we see
that is so scary, just screaming, being like, "This isn't part of the show. This isn't part of the show."
And people being like, "Oh, like kind of."
And
like,
then Joey, we see from that shot Joey running out, who she knows is the only person who has the keys, and she's screaming. She's like, "Joey, don't leave, Joey! No, right.
What the fuck?"
Joey gets the fuck out. Right.
Joey,
this
not
figure
a good bodyguard.
Keeps getting closer
yes,
and closer
there are more
to her.
Figures
and
that
she's
appear.
Screaming.
Ooh. And so people, so then the people are like, whoa, what? This is weird. This is weird. And they keep going deeper in the basement thinking there's an exit. Because I don't, was there ever an exit in the basement?
I don't think so. I think they originally actually did think there was. At one point, they're like, see, there's a little, this like storm door that people can get out through,
right.
but they can't.
But these, the people can't because this is a haunted house and these people, these evil entities want some souls
dead.
Or something. And so they're like, oh, shit, we can't get out. And we see them now. We see the, like, chaotic mob trying to, like, get out of the basement. And they keep this footage keeps turning back to where we see now all the cloaked figures around the poor woman.
Melissa.
Poor Melissa.
Yeah.
Poor Melissa.
Poor Melissa.
And we're like, well, Melissa's dead. Melissa's dead.
Yeah. And then we go back to, we get back to like Max GoPro footage,
yes.
because he realizes now like, okay, people are screaming. And so he knows where the exit is because they can't
yeah.
get out of there. So he starts shepherding people out and he's like, okay, go out, exit this way, like getting all the people out. We see all them get
yeah.
out. That's like back to our YouTube footage of like all the people get out. Then we're back with Mac who runs into Sarah.
Right, because he then gets locked in.
Then they try to exit and they can't.
Yeah.
And then they're like, where's Alex? Let's get Alex.
Yeah.
Go up to the attic where Alex is. I think this is now Tony and Mac.
And Sarah.
As well.
Yes, I think
and
so.
Sarah. They all are like locked in once they've got their tour goers out. So they're like, let's go get Alex. They go up to the attic.
Yes. And Alex, he's hanging, right?
Hanging from that
he's
chain in the ceiling.
Oh, shit.
From that chain in the ceiling.
But he's not dead yet.
He's kicking.
Okay. He's kicking.
He's kicking.
So they're screaming. They're trying to get him down.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Then some hooded figures show up in that attic.
Dude. Yeah, and there's like a cool, like, whirlwindy where you're like, wait, what the fuck is like, what is going on? What's happening? Right?
It's like, it's just sort of chaos. But it seems like the hooded figures
getting them.
Sarah manages to escape. I think they're like trying to get Alex down, realize like it's not gonna fucking happen. And then these things are starting to like converge on them. So Sarah gets out.
And then we see like Mac fall. GoPro is down and you see just like hanging, Alex's hanging legs.
Oh, scary, sweat. Scary, scary.
And so you're like,
scary.
They're all dead. But Sarah made it out.
Yeah, yep.
And then we cut back to the interview mm-hmm. with Sarah
yeah.
and Diane. And Sarah's like, I'm tired. So we get the impression that Sarah has been describing this to Diane. Diane, none of them have seen these tapes because Sarah literally just gave them
right.
to them. Another crew member, his name is Mitchell, goes to like catalog those tapes. So someone is working on the tapes, but Sarah's just telling them their story. So then sitting with Sarah and Sarah's like, I'm tired. I think I need a break. Can I like go rest for a little bit? Before I keep talking about this. And Diane's like, oh my gosh, yes, of course. I guess they're at a hotel. And so Sarah's like, yeah, just come find me in a few hours. I'm in 2C.
Oh, no.
And they're like, okay, great. And then she says, have you been to the hotel?
Right.
And she's like, no, it's all boarded up. We couldn't get a permit. No one let us in. And she's like, that's the only thing that's stopping you?
Yeah.
You should really see what's in there.
And you know.
You should really see what's in the hotel.
And being a documentarian is like,
okay.
We should sneak in.
Sarah gets up and they take Sarah's mic off of her and leave it on the table. Sarah gets up. And then we, through that mic, hear a conversation that Diane's having with her other camera guy. And he's like, I'm not going to that fucking hotel. And Dan's like, oh, are you scared of a little
ghost? She straight up does that.
And it's like, Diane, 15 people died there. Like 15 people died there. That's what's scary.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why and how 15 people died. But she's like, oh, come on. Don't you want to see this spooky ass?
Also, who died? Like, I know, obviously, some members of this arc original cast died.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe some tour-goers died.
Some
tour-goers must have died. And then also four of the five.
Members.
Tony Mac, the cast members.
Yes.
And then Melissa.
And all the actors. Because there were more actors than even the ones that we, like, met.
Okay.
So I think pretty much everyone except, in theory, Sarah, died.
Yes.
In this night. But finally they're like, okay, fine, we'll go. And they say, the text comes up on the screen that's like, Mitchell stays behind to catalog Sarah's tapes. And what he sees is unbelievable.
Okay.
And so then we get to watch one final tape.
Diane sneaking in.
So yeah, meanwhile, we're seeing Diane and her documentary guy walking up to the hotel. We saw this at the beginning, and she's wearing a very silly coat.
Very funny.
And walking around the house, and we're seeing these like boarded up windows. They're trying to find a way in. And she says, it's like, it's 5 a.m. Who's going to even know that we're here? It's like,
tell everybody,
Diane,
where you're going.
Tell fucking everyone.
If you're going into an abandoned house where 15 people just died, let someone know.
Feel differently about it than the way that you
currently
feel.
Yeah, react a little harder, Diane.
But we see her starting to walk in, but then we watch this final tape.
Ooh.
And I guess it's Paul's tape.
Right.
Paul is filming this.
Right.
I think we see the camera like get set down or something because we're seeing Paul.
Yes.
And Sarah. And Sarah sees Paul and it's like, Paul, they're trying to get this. I mean, and this is when Alex and Mac and Tony have just died.
Yes.
Everyone just died. Sarah's freaking out. It's just like, Paul, what's going on? We just see Paul's face and like stabbing movements and blood getting on Paul.
Yes.
Camera cuts down.
Yeah, and then like a body fall, or like, does a body fall in the frame? Like,
I think then Sarah's body falls in the frame.
And then
Sarah's body falls in the frame, and she is her throat is cut. She's got
dead.
Slashes all over her face. She's like on the ground, like bleeding out, like blood pooling out of her mouth.
And Paul drags her.
She gets dragged out of frame.
So Paul took over Sarah's body?
Well, then we see Paul bend. We just see his feet, and we see him bend down, pick up a shard of glass,
slit
his own throat, slide down into frame. The camera's on the ground. He slides spread eagle legs over the camera. This shot is from his fucking dick up to his face.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's a very silly shot.
But then he bleeds out and dies.
Right.
And so we had heard at the beginning, the first body the police found was someone who slit their own
throat, and that's Paul.
It was Paul. So we've also seen on this tape that Sarah's fucking dead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So who's this new Sarah in 2C?
We missed when they go to the hotel, Abaddon Hotel, they say like, will you let us know when the woman in 2C gets up? We're just going to go do a thing.
Like,
and the woman is inexplicably Australian, the front desk agent. And she's like, there is no 2C.
There's no room 2C.
And then they're like, oh, okay, will you tell us what room Sarah Havel is in?
Like,
and they look and they're like,
Sarah.
And they're like, maybe she's choosing another name, whatever. So then they go into the Abaddon. They make it into the Abaddon Hotel. They're walking around.
Oh, and we learned at some point Abaddon is in the Bible as like somebody who watches the gates of hell or something.
Yeah, Abaddon means like, yeah, the gates of hell.
I don't know, something like that.
Some entry to hell. But they're walking around inside the house. Being extremely cavalier, Dan's like, ooh, look, this is the bar. And, like, this is where those people died. And look at the blood on the floor.
This is awesome. Like, she's pumped to see where a massacre happened.
Just wait, Diane. Just wait.
Just you wait, Diane.
They're walking through. They get a phone call. She gets a phone call from Mitchell. She's like, Mitchell's calling me. I'll just talk to him later.
Right.
It's like, no, Mitchell's calling to tell you Sarah's fucking
dead.
You gotta
answer a call from Mitchell, especially if it's 5 a.m.,
yeah,
it's gotta be important. It's not a casual call.
It's not a casual call.
So they're walking through, and oh, what did they see? Oh. But room number 2C.
Stop it. Stop it.
And Diana's like, oh, 2C. Let's open the door. And her camera guy's like, no, fuck no. Don't go in that room. But she opens the door.
And we see
Sarah's there
sitting on the bed. Not looking at
staring
her.
Away yeah, staring from us. Away. Yeah, looking out the window. And so she's like, Sarah?
Oh my God.
Sarah? Sarah turns around. She looks like a dead person.
Ooh.
Her face is all cut up. She's got gray skin.
Oh my God.
She's been stabbed and killed.
Oh, she's
my
been stabbed.
God.
And she is not of this world. At this point, they are in the room with her. And they're like, oh my God. Ah, Sarah, what the fuck? Door shuts.
Boom.
They can't get out. They start screaming. Sarah stands up.
Yep.
Hooded figures are there.
Ooh. Lights out.
Roll credits.
Credits.
Oh my God.
Credits.
Oh my God. I loved it. I loved it.
It's a blast.
Wait.
It's
okay.
Fun.
So we're guessing. Sarah's body was taken over by an evil spirit. It was somehow able to make her look human.
I think so.
And then she wanted to they
Ghost
wanted to trick
rules.
More people into coming to the hotel
I think
to kill them.
Yeah, they want as many souls as they can get, I think.
They love to feast on souls. They're feasting on souls.
It is an interesting thing. We talked about this after that, like, it's not clear what these entities are, or what
or
they
like
want,
what they care.
Or why, or like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes they inhabit clown mannequins, sometimes they're on their own, sometimes
right.
they use, and like, that's honestly fine. Who cares? It is like being inside a haunted house where it's just like, I don't know, scary shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and it's like, maybe
fine.
It seems like that scary girl in Paul's room, like, took him over, or
right.
he was already dead and did, like, a similar Sarah thing. You know, like, who knows?
Right.
Who knows? It doesn't have to do with the satanic cult. I don't know. Is it just a haunted place? We don't know, but it is bad and scary.
It's spooky. We
and
don't know, and we don't care because it's scary
it.
And fun.
We don't know, and we don't care.
Betsy, do you like going to haunted houses?
Yeah, I love them.
Oh my God. So did you just think about this movie though? Every time you're in one, you're like, what if this is Hell House LLC?
Well, you know, I do think like, oh God, what if somebody kills us? Like, what if
yes,
somebody's dressed
right?
up and actually does kill us? Which there's a movie called Hellfest where that's kind of the vibe. Like, there's a serial killer at a like Halloween horrors night-esque kind of thing that is going around just killing people.
Yeah, because there's some haunted houses that are like genuinely like so scary. Like
those I can't, because there's like, I was just talking to my friends Justin and Marissa about this one called The 17th Door. And it's where you
what
like
the fuck is that?
Sign a waiver. And I've done ones where you sign a waiver where it's more of like people will touch you like, but they're more like interactive theater than like,
yeah.
But this one, like, this year, first of all, I think they had one last year, like in the depths of
COVID.
Like they stayed open. So that kind of, you're like, okay, you guys.
Also, that was like a bad time of year, COVID-wise.
Yeah, it was really
like last fall was scary.
It was scary. Anyways, this year, okay. I guess there's a part where like you someone from your group or something. I guess it's like 17, like almost escape rooms that you have to go through, and they're really intense. And this year, there's a point where somebody like is in water until like is like dunked in water and like held down or something.
Like a guest?
A guest. Yeah. You like sign up to be like, okay, I guess.
Like, and then I might be drowned.
Like almost drowning. And then they like release you or whatever. And they shave, apparently this year they shave people's heads.
Oh my fucking God!
So it's like, there was one in San Diego that was really known for like,
who would do that? Who needs to feel alive in that way that they're letting strangers fucking shave their heads for a haunted house experience? Are you fucking kidding me?
I could never.
I am pissed off.
There's one where they like, I actually don't think it's allowed to be happening anymore. There was one in San Diego that like got some heat, and it was a place where it was like you sign a waiver, you tell them like your biggest fears, and then it's like 8 hours or something of them like truly trying
to break
you.
It's like immersive therapy when you're like trying to like get over your biggest fear, and they like put spiders all over you and you're like so scared of spiders.
Exactly. There's a pretty fun documentary called Haunters where it follows a bunch of just like or that world of haunted houses, amateur and professional. And I will say the whole like second half follows this that San Diego place. I think it's San Diego, somewhere in California. And
it sounds like a San Diego thing.
That part gets kind of hard to watch because it is like
people being like genuinely so fucking scared.
Yeah, and people running like it that. Being like, we want them to puke. They're so scared. We want them, we want them to piss their fucking pants.
I don't
want to
be around those people. Like, what's up with those people?
That's exactly
that's fucked
it too,
up.
Where it's like, what's your deal? Wanting
that's
to do this to people. So,
and no way are you getting that filled just once a year. Like, if that's your shit.
It's, yeah.
I'm scared about you.
I can't
do
it. I will never do anything like that. Give me just a fun, like, a loud noise
like
that scares me enough. Like, bang on some trash cans. I'm sold. I'm like,
I want to go to a haunted house where, like, 8-year-olds are also there, you know? And it's like, that's the level of scared.
Yeah, like, a thing I've been after this year more than in years past is, like, I wish there were more, like, spooky ambiance things. Like, don't scare me,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But let me feel Halloween-y, which is maybe sort of like what we're gonna do.
We'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah. We're going to like a spooky theatery vibe, like okay, basically like fun. Magic Castle Halloween
it's
style.
It's very
like,
much
that's what
that
I
vibe.
Want.
Yeah,
because I like spooky, like ominous, sort of creepy. But don't like fucking jump out at me with an axe. Don't like no.
You're right.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. I don't really want that either.
I like that.
Especially
I
after
like
this
the
movie.
Jumping out.
See, yeah, that is the it's a thing that like makes me feel like when I was watching the movie, like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like
Which,
having to worry
enough,
about this.
It's not weird for you to be like, I don't want somebody like snorting in my face. That's been a big the last couple of years has been a big like
a lot of snorting.
Like, and you're like, okay. It's fun to see like
snorting is in right now.
Like there are trends where it's just like, oh, okay, scare actors are snorting this year. Ooh.
That's so
and,
funny.
Like,
that's so
a
funny.
Lot of like oh, I can't do it. It hurts my throat. But that like sucking in like raptor.
Yeah, that vibe of like animal like. Like freaky, like Texas Chainsaw, like that guy, like piggy guy.
Betsy, you coughing like makes me think of them doing like voice exercises before they go out.
Preparing their vocal cords.
I think they really do because they do this.
You'd have to
for hours, and they commit. I just went to Not Scary Farm, and it was so much fun, and the scare actors were so damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I highly
Shout
recommend
out not Scary
it.
Farm.
Not Scary Farm. It's so Ooh. Fun.
La,
well,
la, la.
Hopefully this episode comes out just a few days before Halloween, so y'all Ooh. Have an opportunity. If this makes
it's
you really,
a really
want
fun
some
Halloween
action
one too, because yeah, it's a fun
it's
one.
It's very Halloweeny. Yeah. It's like perfect. It's it like I said, it is scary. I was scared, but I think it's like. A good scary for anyone. Like, it didn't sit with me. I slept last night just fine. I wasn't scared of these things in my life.
You know what? I, like, kind of had a rough night just early, like, when the sun was rising. Because I was thinking, I was like, oh, I should probably rewatch it because, like, just so it's really fresh. But then I started thinking of the scares. Yeah, and then I like couldn't go to sleep. I was like, if I turn over and that clown is hanging out in my closet,
there.
I'm done for.
We'll show.
And then there was an earthquake
There's
while
an earthquake?
I was awake.
I
well,
hate
I
that.
Was
I was
scared of that clown, and it was just like,
that's
I was
terrible.
Like,
no. That's terrible.
Betsy, I got legitimately scared actually last night before we left. There was like a helicopter flying overhead, but it rattled Wilma's cage and which is by the window.
Yes.
And we were, and I looked over and was like, is there something outside the fucking window? So I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It'll leave you like, it'll leave you spooked.
It'll leave you.
Let's say that. You'll be spooked.
And I even, mm-hmm. the first time I watched it was in the daytime and I had a blast. Like, it's even one of those where it's like, ooh, this is so good. Even in the daytime, but then you have the whole day to feel okay.
Right, right. Maybe
yeah.
that's the play.
Yeah.
Watch it during
Maybe
the day,
the
you guys.
Yeah, watch it during
that's
the
it.
Day.
Watch
it on
day.
Halloween
grab
day.
Grab
I
your
will not be watching it.
Bud Light
mm-hmm.
Fall Seltzer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Throw it on
hit,
in the daytime.
Hit up Too Scared Didn't Watch. Let them know if you bought the Bud Light. Let us know your favorite
Please.
Flavor.
If you've been managed to come up with a recipe with, we kept being like, maybe if you add this to this,
yeah.
it'll work.
No.
See if you can do that. I would love to find out.
I'll try
out.
It again. I got four.
Betsy still has four
I still
more.
Have four,
so
we'll try it.
It's going to be disgusting. It's like tequila and toasted marshmallow mixed. Like, is actually what's really delicious.
But right where it's just like somehow.
Mezcal with toasted marshmallow, might it taste like a little smoky?
Smoky marshmallow?
I have some. We should try it.
Let's try
okay,
it.
Okay, come on over. All right, come over. We're going to try it right now. And like an afternoon.
Betsy.
Oh, thank you for
Thanks
having
for being
me.
Back.
Thank you, correspondent.
It's truly my favorite. Screaming at people about horror movies is my number one thing I want to do all the time.
It's the best. It's the best.
I love it.
Oh, so spooky.
There weren't really any voices other than the Australian.
Let's do an Australian
receptionist
goodbye.
At the hotel. So we'll do that. Oh gosh, how can we do an Australian accent without Sammy here? I'm gonna really, really ruin this. Shag and Peach, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry every time I do an Australian accent. Okay. From, oh, crap. Yeah. Ooh, okay. No, that was Irish. What do you say? The biggest Burberry baby share.
Sure.
That's what? The biggest Burberry baby share in all of Adelaide. Okay. From all of us here at Too Scary Didn't Watch.
Goodbye.
Happy Halloween. Oh, that one was.
It
happy
was
Halloween.
Good.
I can't. That was really good.
Thank
that was really
you.
Good.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to another episode of Too Scary Didn't Watch. If you love Betsy as much as we do and you want to hear more of her, you can listen to her podcasts, A Funny Feeling, or We Love Trash, which is available on Patreon. Or you can also check out Poorly Drawn Lines on Hulu, which she does a voice part in. And if you love your hosts, you can subscribe and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We always love that. And you can follow us on social media at TSDW Podcast. And like we said, this episode will be a video episode, which you can access through our Patreon, which is patreon.com/TSDW Podcast. You can join at any level to get access to the video episode. And I think that's it. Happy Halloween. We love you. Bye.